The mystery of Christ and the Church. This is the subject that Pope Benedict has chosen for his first series of reflections for the general audience held every Wednesday. In the months following the death of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict continued the already prepared catechesis on the Psalms and Canticles of Vespers, the evening prayer of the Church. That cycle has ended. Beginning his series of new reflections, Pope Benedict said the Church began to form when some fishermen from Galilee met Jesus and left their work after seeing his face and hearing his voice with its invitation, "Follow me, and I will make you the fishers of men."
Jesus willed to found his Church upon the apostles, and it is through their witness that we continue to encounter him. The mission of the apostles must be seen in the context of the mystery of communion of God's people, spanning both the Old and the New Covenant.
The Pope says the relationship between Christ and the Church is misunderstood if it's separated from the context and belief of the chosen people. Like John the Baptist, his forerunner, Jesus also first turned to Israel.
Jesus' entire ministry took place against the backdrop of Israel's faith and hope, and was aimed at gathering into one the eschatological people of God. Far from a purely individualistic summons to conversion, his mission was directed to the establishment of the community of the new and eternal covenant. Jesus' conscious decision to choose the 12 apostles was a prophetic sign announcing the eschatological renewal of the 12 tribes of Israel, the dawn of salvation, the fulfillment of God's promises.
The Pope says that it's with the apostles and their successors, the bishops, that the mission of the Church has been entrusted.
In the person of the apostles, charged with the celebration of the Eucharist and the forgiveness of sins, the Church has been made the sign and instrument of the kingdom of God in our midst. Christ can never be separated from the Church. Through the Church, he remains ever present in his people, and in a special way, in the successors of the apostles.
I'm Charles Collins.